This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We have a line shift and a line change coming up. Joel Nelson skates in. Logan Armblaster is out. Thanks, Logan. Hello, Joel. How are you doing today? Joel is one of those guys who appreciates what he sees in the NBA, too. And I was interested last night, Joel, in watching the Lakers game. They played without their two best players in LeBron James and Luka Doncic and almost won. What about connect? He was connecting.
That's right. Him and Austin Reeves, they are really good options when the Lakers don't have LeBron and Luka going.
Austin Reeves has really turned out to be quite a player, and it's good to see for him because a lot of people at the beginning didn't think he would be, but he has been a big – he's got a great aggressive attitude out there too, very confident in what he does. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Talking a lot of – you can imagine about the Steelers. I'm sure that will continue. But Paul Skeens did get word today that he is the opening day starter. I'm just wondering how that works with regard to the home opener when the Yankees come to town. If he starts in game one down there, he'll probably pitch in the second series. And then hopefully they can figure out a way to get him on Sunday in the Yankee series. But I think that's important for them. Also, very encouraging spring for Bubba Chandler. Two perfect innings yesterday against the Phillies. Four strikeouts. He hit 100. He's ranked seventh in Baseball America. He's also a guy who faced four of the top five Phillies prospects and made him look silly, quite frankly. So who knows? Maybe he could take the same kind of direction that Skeens did and get up here sometime sooner rather than later and add to this rotation. Also, the Penguins today. New Jersey comes to town 3:08. Tristan Jarry's been hot. What do you make of that? Call me and air your opinions. Right here, you can hit me up on Twitter. Also, it's at KD Pump. Right now, back to the lines we go. And we'll begin this time with Guy in the car. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Hey, I wanted to address the Steelers' offensive line. I haven't heard anything about that. I know Dan Moore lost in free agency, and Brody Jones is kind of iffy. I'm not too comfortable with that offensive line. And, of course, you know, if you want to go far, you need a good offensive line. That's proved in the Eagles. And that's why I'm just concerned of what the Steelers are addressing as far as their offensive line.
In the draft, I imagine they will. I'm sure they'll sign somebody to come in for depth because they really don't have. They lost James Daniels in free agency as well as Dan Moore. And I'm happy for Dan Moore. He's a really nice guy. Works hard. Was a fourth round pick and never gave up his position despite challenges that he had. And he ends up getting a deal that I never thought would be possible, quite frankly. I'm happy for him, but I can't believe that Tennessee gave him $82 million. That seems crazy to me. They're going to hope that Broderick Jones in his natural position will solidify that. And then you have Troy Fautanu coming off a year injury. So he's essentially a rookie over there. And you have a couple of other second-year players. McCormick's going to take over at guard. He looked pretty good and worthy of that position. And then Zach Frazier was outstanding. But they need help on the depth part of that. because their injuries had always happened. 2 years ago was an aberration. They went through, and I didn't think they had an injury all season long. And then last year, three guys are out before the season ever starts. So you know you're going to get that.
Yes, that's for sure. Yeah, I was just concerned because I don't know what their depth is like, but I know they, you know, with that guy they picked last year in the first round, he's coming off an injury. He might have lost a step for all I know. I don't know how his performance is.
I think he's going to be good. I mean, he's a high-end kind of guy from what we saw when he played in college. Hopefully he can, and they need him to, quite frankly. If they struggle on the tackle positions, that could be also a consideration with quarterback here right now, too. When you have a guy, if you bring in Rodgers, he can't move. And if they get pressure on him, then that, you know, that's not a good situation to have. So there are a lot of things that they need to fix, and we'll see what they do in the rest of free agency and the draft. But thanks, Guy. Appreciate the call, man.
Thanks.
All right. Moving right along, we have Mark in Shaler. Hello, Mark. What's going on?
I love, by the way, part-time pump during the week. I love when you go toe-to-toe.
That's all it's
going to
be, part-time pump, because I got other things to do. I don't have enough time to do that.
It's great. So, first of all, I think Pitt should have played the NIT. Having, you know, sons who played college sports, getting any, like, there's so much more involved than just, you know, their pride or whatever. Any action that you can get at the next level is, in my opinion, is huge.
Especially those guys are going to be coming back who remain, most likely.
Right. Justin Fields, I got to chime in on this. I don't think anybody reads the text that I send to the show because I've never heard one read on air. But
this is your time.
If they wanted him, they would have signed him, period. They would have given him the money.
But they offered him. If they offered him, don't you think
they offered him is what they felt like they wanted to give him. They're not cheap. They just paid massive dollars for the best.
No, I know they're not cheap. But why wouldn't you go a little higher there? Or at least, do you think there was ever a chance?
They don't want him because they didn't really want him. I mean, they would have played him if they wanted him.
Well, what was plan B then?
What has he won?
What was plan B?
12 games in 4 years.
I look at upside potential, Mark. That's all. I think there's more there. I do.
I think maybe if he hadn't played 3 years where he won nothing.
But didn't you? That was a turbulent 3 years in Chicago, wasn't it? Because he had all sorts of different coordinators every year, new coaches, instability. I think that affects a young quarterback. I do.
Well, it sounds like somebody else that we know that everybody wanted to get rid of, Kenny Pickett, right? Couple different coordinators, a really bad one. I agree with you that I felt like they let him go way too soon. And so, one more point. You know, whatever happened to, like, being in the same system more than a year, right? Getting more comfortable, getting better. Everybody wants to boot Russell Wilson out of town. You know, who did he have to throw to last year? A spoiled receiver who didn't want to catch the ball. No offensive line to speak of. But whatever happened, like, okay, here's another year in this system. Right, he's probably going to be better than he was last year, in my opinion.
They certainly missed out on a second legitimate receiver, which is why they made the Metcalf deal, which makes me wonder what's going to happen with Pickens. I still think he ultimately won't be here, but if he is,
I agree, Bob.
He has to understand what he's doing and understand what's at stake for him. So I would expect, and people, I don't know about you, Mark, but some people say, well, with Metcalf, he's never going to get the targets. He may not get as many as Metcalf, but I think because of Metcalf, he will get more targets than you think.
Oh, absolutely. Both of those guys are going to be 20-touchdown guys. Absolutely no doubt about it. And lastly, Mason Rudolph, he's a backup, okay? So I know everybody wants to feel like he's, like, the next answer. He's a backup.
I don't think people look at him as an answer, but he's someone who they know, they believe that can go in and, you know, whether it's, generally backup insurance policy, but if he has to start, I think they would be comfortable for a year knowing that they're going to draft a quarterback here soon. They have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to watch guys pass from the pocket. I grew up in New England watching Steve Grogan. I mean, that was awesome. And then Drew Bledsoe after that, who was pure pocket passer, right?
Yep.
I think, you know, that's why I love what's his name? Cleveland and Indy, drawing a blank.
Flacco.
Flacco. I think Flacco would be a phenomenal guy to bring in here. Obviously, we have no protection for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, with these receivers, those guys are really fun to watch. So, but anyway, Bob, listen, I totally appreciate the time.
All right, man.
Thanks for letting me get that off my chest.
I'm glad you got through. It didn't happen on the text line, but we got you on there. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Daryl down in Houston, Texas. And Houston has some interesting developments on their football team as well. What's up, Daryl? How are you?
They are, Bob. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, they're doing some things down here. You know, obviously with the we're letting Bobby Slowick go, that was kind of a surprise. But, hey, you know what they do? They recognize they have an issue, or at least they think it's an issue, they address it. That's what you have to do as an organization. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, they don't do that because they have an overinflated opinion of themselves. They think they're the Steelers, in air quotes, of old. You're not. And in terms of what the last caller said with Justin Fields, they overplayed, the Steelers overplayed their hand because they got an overinflated ego of themselves. Ah, we're just going to throw you a bone because we're the Steelers and you're going to come. No, that's not happening anymore, people. All this, you know, behind the curtain, the Pittsburgh Steelers mystique is just that. It's like the Loch Ness Monster. It's like Bigfoot. It's like Yeti. It's not, that's not there anymore. And one thing that I wanted to touch base on, and Anthony pretty much said that, well, you know, he addressed it, was the player development. They don't have player development. They just don't have the coaching to have player development. And one other thing, Bob, I don't think that's talked as much as it's not addressed as much as it should be. I don't know how you're in a position for 18 years and you have no one that you have moved forward in terms of their coaching career, in terms of a promotion. No one. That fascinates me because in leadership, the first thing they ask you, or one of the things they ask you when you're going for an interview, how do you promote your team? How do you promote opportunities? What have you done to put your team in a position to move on and be better? Because that's what they look for. How are you building your team and moving them forward? With Tomlin, right.
It's a legitimate criticism about how he's handled his staff. Matt Canada was here too long. As soon as he was hired, there were questions about not having NFL experience, and then he doubled down, and he was here for 2.5 years before finally it was, I think, mandated that he has to go.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I agree with that. I think you need to go out and enhance a coaching staff and try to get the best minds out there. The Ben Johnson hiring in Detroit, or from Detroit, I should say, to Chicago, that's a guy who was... Uh-oh, hang on. I forgot the rookie mistake.
No worries, Bob. We know you're busy.
No, I forgot to turn
the... Hey, Bob, I've got one more point before you... I'm going to let you... You can finish, but I need to ask you one more question and go from there.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we talked about... So one thing... Another thing that needs to be dismissed is that it's automatically assumed that the quarterback group for next year is going to be better than this one. I don't know if that's going to be the case. Let's not bank on that.
Well, that is a subjective thing, but I will say to you that potentially it could be. No one knows for sure.
Here's what's hiring that waiting. Or here's what's rating. The waiting that is being raised is based on Manning. And there's no indication that Arch Manning is coming out.
He's just a name at this point.
Exactly. And he hasn't even played a whole lot to be able to be evaluated as a top draft choice. But let me move on to this last one, Bob.
Yeah, make it quick, please, Daryl.
Real quick. Would you trust this regime with developing players? That's what Anthony was talking about.
I'm glad they have a quarterback coach because they hadn't for many years, and they stop. And I think he's a pretty talented kid. So we'll see what he does with any of these guys. You need time to do it. That's another reason why I wanted Fields back, because I think he could have extracted a little bit more from him. But anyway, Daryl, thanks. I got to run along.
Thanks, Bob.
You too. Thank you. From Houston, Texas, we go to Sean in the car somewhere in Pittsburgh. Hey, Sean, what's up? Sean, are you there? Apparently not. Okay, Sean, we're going to move on to Rick, right above you in the lineup here, as Joel Nelson's put it together. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, about a month or so ago, Ray Fittipaldo had a couple articles in the Post-Gazette Sunday about the Steelers, about how they have the smallest coaching staff in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said they like have 15, while other teams like Kansas City of them have around 20 some, about 20. And also, he wrote an article about how bad the facilities for Pittsburgh, they're ranked like 28th in the NFL.
Players are spoiled about what they want, and some of that had to do with food, which I totally disagree with. I think the Steelers are going to upgrade everything over there. I think there's a plan in place for that, Rick, so thank you. But, I mean, as far as the coaching staff, we've talked about this over and over again. I don't necessarily – you don't need to have 50 guys on your coaching staff. You need to have quality, not necessarily quantity. That's what they should be shooting for, more guys who are – you know, who think a little bit differently than maybe the current thought process is over there when it comes to especially offense. That's what I would like. And listen, I understand, Rick, that running the ball is very effective. It can do a lot of things for you, and I'm not against that at all. And if you have two guys like Metcalf and Pickens, say they're both here, and they go down the field and take defenders with them, and it helps the run game, should have quarterback mobility if you have mobility. But all of that works together. But you also have to have vision about creative ways of getting guys open. It's not just running straight down the field. Come up with plays that make sense, you know, using middle of the field.
Well, who
more.
Is the Steelers quarterback coach?
Tom Arth. I like him. I think he's a good dude.
Okay, I thought they still had Mike Sullivan.
Well, he's there, but he's not in that role. That's what I mean. Yeah. They have a lot of offensive people. Thanks, Rick, because I got to go to a break here. But I appreciate the call. You know, he's a new guy. I think he has, to me anyway, it looks like he is a guy I would think could help their quarterback play, which is why, again, I keep going back to where my plan going is, for those of you who didn't hear, I thought they would sign Fields early in that preseason. The offseason, before it ever got to free agency, get that all taken care of. And if you wanted to add on Rudolph, you could have got all that done and then used the rest of free agency monies on other positions, thinking that next year would be my year to draft a quarterback. Even if Justin Fields played well, I still would draft another quarterback. I would keep doing that if I felt the need to do it, but I would have taken my shots with him. Now, that obviously has come and gone, and so now we sit and wait to see what else as part of the quarterback puzzle. I think it's a fascinating conversation. I know a lot of people are inspired about it, and we'll continue talking about it until it happens, I suppose. At 412-928-9370. Got to take a break. A bunch more calls coming up until 1 o'clock when the Pirates and the Orioles play right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Little program reminder to you, every Sunday night we present the number one Cochran Sports Showdown, and tomorrow will be Selection Sunday Showdown. Amid all this other stuff we're talking about forever, it seems. But we'll talk about Robert Morris. Cassidy Wood from our station will be there at their watch party. find out where they're going to be. Also, St. Francis, Pennsylvania, they get in on it. And Duke, Cooper Flagg probably won't play tonight, it looks like, against Louisville in their ACC championship game. But he is a big part of what they do. They should be a number one seeded team regardless of what happens tonight. So they need him in the tournament, you know. So that's the bottom line. It should be a very wide open tournament. A lot of very good teams involved, like Auburn, who not many people think about. It's not your blue blood, but it's a team that's really been playing good basketball. All right, 412-928-9370. Rob in Turtle Creek kicks us off this segment. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Bob. Hey, speaking of college basketball, that's what I wanted to talk about. Couple things. First, since you just mentioned it, before I forget about it, is there any more of an example than the NIL having a giant impact on basketball than Louisville? I mean, they were worse for like 3 years, and then now they're battling for the ACC championship.
They were like 8-23 last year, and they've turned it completely around with a new coach who brought a couple of guys from Charleston over, his own transfers, and he went out and they bought some players, and now they're turning. They could very well win this game.
Yeah, they bought that 3-point shooter. I mean, he was unreal. Whenever last time Pitt played Louisville, he reminded me of last year with Pitt. You know, whenever what's his name couldn't miss a three. So, but anyhow, what I really called about was the NIT, and I'm wondering how long it's going to be. This is just an idea I had since the NIL came into play. How long do you think that the NCAA tournament's going to last? Because what I see happening possibly is some big money coming in for some sponsorships, and almost like they do with the bowls, somebody coming in and saying, "Hey, we're going to lure these teams away. We're going to make the NIT the big go-to, and we're going to pay these people, enormous amounts of money to come play."
Yeah. That's a good question. Everything is so fluid right now in all of college sports. I'm not sure how long that goes on. I think some of these other lesser tournaments are going to disappear one by one.
Well, I think, they might disappear, but one of them might come rise to the top and say, "Yeah, here, NCAA, we're paying players now. Here, watch this."
Yeah, I mean, it could be. How do you feel about Pitt not playing? Yes or no? You think they should have accepted an invitation?
Oh, yeah, I think it's good that they're not. I mean, let's face it, if they're not getting paid,
there are some guys on their team. Most of them are not making the kind of money that you hear the top dollars. And some of them are going to be back next year. I understand both sides of that argument.
If they had the opportunity, just like in the bowl games, if the guys that are the top recruits say, "You know what, I don't want to play, but maybe these other guys can develop." If they were allowed to do that and say, "I'm not going to play, but here, take your – take the guys that are the walk-ons."
Right, you could opt out, do whatever. Whoever's on that team who wants to play, you just play. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
At 412-928-9370. We're going out to Guy in California right here on the Fan Hotline. Hey, Guy, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you, Bob. Hey, listen, I want to talk about the Penguins' garage sale of players. But before I do, boy, this year, Jari's certainly been a gift that keeps on giving. He loses when you need him to win, and he wins when you need him to lose. But as far as the trade deadline, I was listening to you and Starkey last week, and he was saying, why don't they trade Crosby? I mean, is he nuts? I mean, draft picks in hockey are not the same as draft picks.
I don't think anyone mentioned traded Crosby. He never said that. I think we were talking about other guys who could have been probably Ricard Raquel, who's top on the list, but he does offer a nice salary for the next 3 years that's going to be below what I think guys like him will make moving forward.
With that, I agree with you, because you need that leadership, because it's important to keep Crosby. Otherwise, this team could be in a no man's land for a half dozen years. And, look at Chicago's Connor Bedard, 19 years old. The kid's just left out there to float, and Chicago looks like a team totally lost.
Yeah, they did a bad thing. They haven't surrounded him with enough players, and he's taken a beating, and I think confidence is shown. It's lacking. There are a lot of things that could go wrong if you don't have a support cast. I get that, but I still think they could have made a few more moves. My point to you, what would you do with Jari? At the end of this year, say that he continues this good play all the way until the end.
I would, I'd ask, ask them, maybe have a long-term injury or something. It's I don't know how you're going to get around that. It's you're going to have to trade him and pay part of his contract. But, you know, maybe he'll turn it around. Maybe that's what he needed, is trip out there.
Maybe so, but we've seen though, when it gets, you know, the rubber meets the road, as Mike Tomlin likes to say, then his performance normally doesn't go to the level you need it to go. But if they're willing to believe that he's changed and he's back to where they saw him as a two-time All-Star a couple years ago, then maybe they just keep him. But again, there's a lot of money invested there. And if they had, I think, automatic answers coming up, whether that's Mirosov, the Russian kid who's playing well, they moved him from Wheeling to Wilkes-Barre, or Blomqvist, or if they believe those guys could come in next year and play right off the bat, maybe they do that. But I don't know if they believe that yet. Maybe they don't know. But we'll see.
And just to finish up what I thought real quick, you know, the reason why you need to keep Crosby for a while is because you need that leadership on a team. You know, despite getting Lemieux in 84, the 80s were a lost decade for the Penguins. They didn't make the playoffs until the 90-91 season. And the most important thing, I think, for Lemieux's career that happened was getting Paul Coffey in the 87 November, around November of 87, because he brought both leadership and a culture of winning. We think, oh, you know, obviously Lemieux is a great leader now, but when he was at the Penguins, the team was a losing franchise at the time, and Coffey kind of changed that whole gear. And you got to remember, 1989-90 season, the Pens missed the playoffs by only one game, because and Lemieux had been out the quarter of the season.
He was out in Los Angeles getting back treatment. Thanks, guy, for the call. Interesting memories, but. And then he came back, played in that last game. I think it was against Buffalo, and they lost in overtime. But, yeah, all those things are necessary if you're going to make a team. You got to have the experienced leadership, but you also have youth. You need more young players to come up. And hopefully, in time, they develop some of those guys in their system, because they have a lot of picks now. And it's upon Kyle Dubas to make sure those turn into players. Bob in New York, I know you've been waiting quite a while. Sorry about that, but I appreciate your patience. You're up next right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. What's up?
How you doing, Bob?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad, thank you. Bob, I read an article the other day where Najee criticized the training facilities at Acrisure, and it's not the first time I've heard about that. You would think that the owner and the general manager would take a little bit more pride in providing the appropriate facilities for their players. They just spent $150 million on DK, which I obviously supported. You mean to tell me they can't invest to get their players the best facilities? And you would think some of the veterans would go to Rooney and say, you need to do something about what you're providing us with, because it's not top quality.
Well, first of all, have you been in there to see it?
I have not.
Okay, well, I think it's good enough. I know that they're going to try to improve it. In fact, they have plans to do it. But it's like anything else that you have. After a while, it needs to be upgraded. When they first moved in that facility, I mean, it was a lavish facility that people love to see. Yeah, it could be better, but all these players get spoiled, I think, too. And the fact that they come here, they're making millions of dollars, and they complain about everything, including the food over there. Please, don't go down that, that area is ridiculous. They do the best. I think their food service over there is incredible. And I also think players are spoiled. They see what other colleges have, all this endowment money they're using, and they're building it up because you have to recruit these guys for NIL. Just, you know, believe me, it's not that bad. Those players make it out to be worse than it is. It does need to be upgraded like anything else. Like if you have a house and you need upgraded roof, furniture inside, whether it's a new kitchen, yeah, time comes where you have to make those adjustments. But I think players, too much, Bob, are spoiled and expect all this stuff to be handed to them when they're making all sorts of money here, and the accommodations, in my view, are still good enough.
Well, you know, I also haven't tasted the food, Bob, so if you could sneak a sandwich out for me.
Oh, I could do better than that. They have all sorts of good stuff over there, but we're very fortunate they allow us, when we're over there to work, to take care of that. So that's why I know it's good.
One more thing, Bob. You were talking to another caller earlier about next year's draft being in Pittsburgh and a quarterback. Wouldn't it be great to have, you know, the commissioner go up there and announce our franchise quarterback of the future in Pittsburgh? That would be awesome.
Yes, that's what I thought was going to happen. It still might happen, Bob. depending on what they do in this draft, they may not be in a position to get somebody this year. Maybe they will. They're probably going to draft a quarterback at some point, but if they do in the middle rounds, it won't be their future franchise quarterback. So this right. is a pick you'll see them draft a few times, I would imagine, in the next couple of years. But
hey,
next year would
course,
be the
Bob.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye now.
Okay, have a good day. Bob in New York. 412-928-9370. One more call before we go to a break. That would be Jim in the North Hills. Hello, Jim.
How you doing, Bob?
What's up? Jim?
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, that contract for Metcalf, is that fully guaranteed?
No, but a good portion of it is. I forget what the numbers are. Is it $90 million? Something like that. I don't know what the guarantee is, but it's up there. Any of these contracts that you get.
Huh?
No, I don't know. I mean, you can make your conclusions about Fields. They offered, which means I thought they wanted him, but they you know allowed him to get to free agency, which tells me maybe there's a part of me that they didn't want him. But I would have wanted him. And again, he may not be my long-term answer. I thought he was a short-term answer that could have led me to my long-term answer. And in the process, when you have a 26-year-old guy, 25, whatever he is, he has upside potential. Whereas any of these other guys you're bringing in now at age 41 or 38 or whatever, they're not going to have much upside potential. You never know what you're going to get with a guy like that. He may blossom right before your eyes in the pass game. You know what his athletic ability is, and that's why I thought that was the play they'd make.
Yeah, you're 100% all right, Bob. Okay, thanks, Bob.
All right, man. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. We got to take a break here. One more section before we go, and then Austin Bechtold will be here coming up. That's at 1 o'clock. Pirates will play the Orioles, but it's not on radio, from what I understand, on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. And we'll see what they're doing. And closer to opening day, where Paul Skenes was announced the starter for opening, and that's significant. You knew it was going to happen. But for him, it's his first ever opening day start. 412-928-9370, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan. With Joel Nelson behind the glass, Bob Pompiani here until 1 o'clock. Austin Bechtold takes over after that. It's 412-928-9370. Once again, thank you to PNC Bank. Make today the day. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet. Number One Cochrane. Go one better. Drive in style with Number One Cochrane and Nine Yards Golf Lounge down there in Washington, Pennsylvania. They got a good St. Patrick's Day competition going on there today. Stop in. Check it out. If you like simulated golf, really good facility down there. 412-928-9370. I got lots of tweets here, and one of them was about off-season assessment. Jerry wants to know, what do you think NFL teams who made out the best in the offseason? Well, I mean, the Steelers have brought in a few guys, but I wouldn't classify them as, you know, major acquisitions. I do think, however, when I look at the Metcalf thing, I like that. That's the biggest part so far. And the next domino to fall is the quarterback. We'll see how that goes. In the meantime, the Vikings, to me, really did well in the offseason, which is why Aaron Rodgers is probably thinking about them. But they have J.J. McCarthy. Are they going to ride with him or not? He missed all of last year. That's where Sam Darnold came in and made a splash. Got it paid because of it. But if Aaron Rodgers goes there, he will have a much improved offensive line. They added a couple of guys who were really good in free agency. They also took care of their defensive line for Brian Flores with Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave. And that was a weakness for them. You saw that in the games, as you know, in the playoffs. You also saw their offensive line allow too much pressure on Darnold, and too many sacks were allowed. So they fixed both of those. They signed Byron Murphy, who had 9 interceptions the last couple of years. They did a good job. So did the Bears. I would put the Bears up there because I think they overhauled their offensive line with a plan in place, you know, for Caleb Williams. 412-928-9370. Brian in Brookline is up right now. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, Bob. This you touched on all the points. You and Starkey did a great job. I don't want Aaron Rodgers. He's toxic. I mean, he's a statue. Yes, he can play, but look what he's doing now. And yes, he still can play, but there's two things that I think the Steelers thought about this, but why not trade for a quarterback like Joe Burrow's backup or somebody else like that? I mean, What's against that? I mean, they had to be reaching out to teams if they want to look at backup quarterbacks. Jameis Winston is a turnover machine. We don't need him.
Well, there's some guys on the free agent market that, you know, I thought given all that we've seen here with this quarterback, I thought maybe there was something in play for J.J. McCarthy last year at some point. If the Steelers could have figured out, you know, he was out for the year, they had Darnold, but this is before they let Darnold go to free agency. If they had signed Darnold, if they really were interested, I would have looked there as a potential guy to bring in here and start. And I'm so the Rodgers thing, I don't know what that means. If he's waiting for the Vikings to call him, it must be to be a starter. But they have a young quarterback who I think they believe in. So I don't know, again, how long this takes or where it goes. But if I were the Steelers, well, I'd give him a deadline and say, look, we got to move on. Yes or no?
Absolutely. And J.J. McCarthy, I don't know if he's going to be healthy. So that's why I think he's going to end up going with the Vikings, because I think they want him to learn for at least a half a year maybe, or all year behind Rodgers like Love did. That if I was the Steelers, if we've got to ride with Rudolph, I mean, he's a little bit mobile. I mean, but then we got to ride with Rudolph. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, I would do that. I'd bring in somebody else. I would draft someone in the middle of rounds if it's not the first. I know that if they have an opportunity, if there's someone on their board, and no one knows the answer to this, that they feel if Jackson Dart's the guy, and again, first round's a little bit of a stretch for me, but let's say it is. If they want to do that, fine. But most likely it's going to be a middle round guy just to put on your roster, but next year you can still redraft the same position. It is the most important position in football, which is why we're talking about it here endlessly for the last 2 months, and it'll go on forever.
Small question. It's the silliest question. You're going to laugh at me. Do you think Ben would actually come back?
No. No. I think that was a nice little tweet he put out there in social media, but no. I mean, at least I don't think so. He's 43. He hasn't played. He has some kids who are very active in golf and other sports, so no. I don't think so.
All right, Bob,
plus, he's doing a pretty good podcast. I like the podcast. It's growing quite a bit. So.
Yes. I do.
I never thought they would go this deep with that, but he has. He has a good guy there in Spence, Tyo, to take care of everything. Thanks very much, Brian, for the call. Let's go to Sean in the car. Sean in the car, you're on. Hello, Sean. Okay, Sean. I appreciate you guys hanging on as long as you have, but
okay.
You're on now? Okay. Thanks. I know you were on for a lot of guys. We had a lot of calls, so I appreciate that, but at the bad part of it, some people are on the line for a long time, and I wish I could change that. But go ahead, Sean.
Okay, can you hear me okay? I have a headset on.
Go ahead.
Okay, just want to make a couple of comments, you know, about the quarterback situation with our beloved Steelers. And I think, myself, I would have definitely worked out a deal and kept our backup quarterback and got rid of Wilson. I mean, that guy is so athletic. No one's ever really worked with him about his shortcomings, which is that soft dime ball. He had everything else. He's also got the legs. So with two wide receivers now, not to mention a good tight end, you put those guys on long routes down the middle, down the sidelines, he's got 30 yards looking in front of him.
Yeah.
That's about all I got for you. I think they should have kept Fields.
Yeah,
I will say this. I'm happy about Rudolph. I always thought that guy wasn't given enough training to go along with his natural ability, but the guy was a real Steeler, I thought. He was tough as nails in those last three games that he played.
Yeah, I have no problem with him being back here. I would have liked the Fields and Rudolph combination for now and somebody they draft. That's the way I would have thought about this. But, you know, Fields, for all the, you know, and the problem you mentioned, Sean, thank you for the call, is that his accuracy down the field and decision-making has been in question. And fine. But we've been around sports a lot, right? All of us who follow it. You've seen guys mature at different times. You've seen guys blossom in different times. And I don't predict a full-fledged blossom so that Fields is an MVP candidate. What I'm saying is he could have shown some growth in the past game. He could have shown his ability to be more decisive with another year in the same system. So now it is he's going to a whole new system again. I hope he does well. But they recognize the talent there. I really thought the Steelers were going to end up with him first. Rob in O'Hara Township is up next. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, thank you, Bob. I got a few quick points. Sometimes the best deal you make is the one you never make. Say goodbye to Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. Six non-franchise quarterbacks that I know of have won Super Bowls, okay? Trade T.J. Watt for picks. Let's see what Herbert can do, and tell Watt about the Ralph Kiner story. I think the offensive line is going to do a lot better with a pocket passer. It's time to get Darnell Washington on the field all the time as the tight end and let him do the chip blocking. And let's run Freiermuth out of the slot and in motion. Well, one thing I think we're going to find out this year is we're going to see if about Artie Smith. He can't keep putting the square peg in the round hole.
Yeah, a lot of I agree with that. Thanks, Rob. I totally agree that more pressure is going to be on him. I think there are more options available with a guy like Fields than there would be with anyone else. But yeah, I'm really not inclined to go older in quarterback. This is where they are right now. But again, I think this quarterback situation will play out in the next 2 years, and you'll see somebody that they identify as the guy they want to be their next franchise quarterback, and quite simply, they have to hit on it. Before we go, let's squeeze in Joe. I know, Joe, you've been waiting for a long time too, but that's I appreciate that, but that's the problem when you have so many callers. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, Bob, no big deal there, but one thing I wanted to say, my thing's going to be about Rooney, but the National, I listen to a lot of things, Colin Coward and all that, and they're really putting a negative on the Steelers anymore. One guy yesterday, he says the Steelers are satisfied with 9-8, 10-7, and maybe go to a playoff. They don't think
I don't think that's the case. You can say that. I know.
But what
those
do
guys.
You think, Bob?
I
My
just
God,
think
come
they're
on.
Making bad decisions. I don't think they're
then get rid of the bad decisions.
Well, that's a whole different topic.
Rooney isn't running.
You make it sound like they're going in here thinking it's not a pirate situation where he's content with making money. Money's big, but they also want to win. I don't think I've ever doubted that.
Okay, isn't it time? I know you have to do what you have to do. But 18 years is stale. I mean, Tomlin,
totally.
He moves on. He's in 1 hour, he'll go somewhere else. That's what's needed. They needed a whole new thing here. This is going to go on and on and on.
They haven't changed. He's got an extension, and that's what you're dealing
with. That's what's terrible. Rooney, is his dad one hold up? He'd say, it's time, Tomlin, to get off the pot.
Might be right. I'm just saying. And thanks, Joe. I'm up against the break. We got another show to get into, plus some commercials. So, yeah. I never doubted their want to win. They're making decisions that are making that tougher to do. That's the problem. They got to make better decisions, whether it's coaching staff decisions, whether it's player decisions, whether it's developing player decisions. All of that rolls into this. And now they've boxed themselves into a little bit of a corner here, and they have to get out of it. So we'll see what they do in this year's draft and next year's draft. And in the meantime, see what happens with them. But there's not going to be a change. They've made that clear. So you deal with what you deal with. You analyze what you can. And I think the decisions that have been made over the years, specifically with quarterback, have put them in this position. They've missed. They've missed on who they've signed. They missed on a number one pick. And now they're in a situation where they got to dig out from it. It's difficult to do, but it's the challenge at hand. And a lot of teams have gone through it, so we'll see. It's going to be very interesting the rest of this offseason once this quarterback decision is figured out and then as they get into the season. But as always, I appreciate all the calls and feedback. Thank you for doing it. Austin will be up next. He'll take you for how many hours is he going to be on? Austin, are you back there? Is it 4 hours? 1 to 5?
One through five.
We got the Penguins at 3:08 today. The Pirates play today. Opening day will be coming at you, and Paul Skeens, in case you missed it, was named starter. No surprise, except it's his first time as an opening day starter, as he wasn't here last year for that distinction. So that's going to do it. Join us tomorrow night, number one Cochran Sports Showdown, KDK-TV. That's 11:35 at night. Andrew Filippone, along with Chris Adansky, and I believe Joe Starkey will be on that program. And we do the nightly sports call every night, brought to you by Ireland Contracting. That's 10:35 on KDK+, and on most nights right here on 93.7 The Fan. That's going to do it. Thank you to all called. Those who didn't get through, I appreciate your trying. Hopefully we'll do it again next week. So thanks to Joel Nelson as well. Have a great Saturday and Sunday, and we'll see you Monday on the Pomp and Joe Show. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.